daughter is being detained because of your son, Kai said bluntly. This does not please me, Jedi.
Luke's blonde eyebrows rose, but he kept his voice mild. It was my understanding that an unfortunate young man snapped and was heading to defile the fountain. Your daughter and my son took it upon themselves to prevent him from doing so.
I am certain that Ben forced her to go along with him. Let us not mince words, Skywalker. My daughter is currently what amounts to your prisoner. Even though we outnumber you, we are choosing to work together to end this threat that is mutually damaging. I am most certain that Ben had instructions to never leave Vistara unattended.
Luke found himself grinning. It's clear you've forgotten the spontaneity of youth, Kai. He did not use the honorific saber. From what I have learned of Vistara, she is not one to sit idly by while others have all the fun. Kai's nostrils flared as he took a deep, calming breath.
No. My daughter is bold. Still, my point stands.
Why don't we go in and find out exactly what happened, rather than standing out here arguing? Luke suggested. I'm sure those heavy dark robes aren't the most comfortable thing to wear in a desert climate. Kai shrugged.
I had not noticed. Sith must become used to all climates, and with the Force, we can bend even heat and cold to our will. I'm puzzled that you choose not to do so. I would think you had sufficient skill.
It's sometimes easier just to dress appropriately, Luke said, and headed for the courthouse door. Kai snorted and fell into step beside him. Two Clatooinians stood guard by the door and demanded their names. Kai and Luke gave them and were permitted admittance. Inside the dome, it was darker, if not much cooler. There was a clank, clank sound coming from somewhere that grated on the ear. Probably some out-of-date cooling system in dire need of repair. A rather agitated-looking Clatooinian was seated at a battered desk. In front of her were several data pads in a haphazard pile. A small plaque read, Abara Moon, Security and Detention Officer.
Master Luke Skywalker and Saber Gavar Kai, the guard stated.
The female, presumably Abara Moon, glanced up swiftly, her jowls quivering with the movement.
Ah, she said. Excellent. Your children have been detained for questioning. As they are under the legal age according to our laws, we've held them until you arrived.
Kai started to say something, but Luke stepped in smoothly. We understand. I hope there are no charges brought against them. Moon rose.
Oh, not at all. Their quick action actually aided in defeating the would-be defiler. I imagine you're proud of them. Their litter should be astonishing.
She tossed out the comment offhandedly as she rose. It took both Sith and Jedi a second to realize what she was saying. Understanding broke over them simultaneously, and both of them spoke at once. Oh, they're not involved, Luke said.
There will be no children, stated Kai.
They turned to glare at each other for a moment. Then Luke smiled at the confused Moon. Our children are not involved in any way. They're just friends. Moon raised an eyebrow, then shrugged.
Didn't strike me that way. But suit yourself. We personally value strong litters and wise breeding, but I know not everyone shares our sentiments.
The words were tolerant, but her voice revealed her contempt for their attitude. She beckoned them to follow her as she led them through dimly lit, narrow corridors winding their way between thick duracrete walls. It reminded Luke of a bunker. He wondered what she might have seen or sensed to come to that conclusion. Had Ben and Vistara's behavior led her to think that? Or was it just her species' social conditioning? He'd have to talk to Ben when they had a few moments alone. There was no such thing as harmless flirtation when it came to a Sith. Vistara would take his son's innate goodness and optimism and seek to turn him to the dark side. Luke knew she would fail, and when she realized that too,